Gemara Masechet Chulin, Daf Tzadik Zayin, begins to teach us the concepts of nois and tam. That when something, the simple situation of something usur falls into a pot of heter, meat falls into a pot of milk, milk falls into a pot of meat. The halacha is that if the prohibited item, the iser, or the meat to the milk to the meat, give tam, even if there's a rove of meat towards milk, vice versa, milk towards meat, heter towards iser, the food remains usur if there's nesinas tam, if taste is given. So we know the halacha is that when do we know that there's no nesinas tam? Is when there's shishim, if there's 60 in the heter versus the iser. The question is, how do we have to always look for shishim, or can we rely on actually tasting the item? Rashi in Masechet Chulin, Daf Tzadik Ches Amud Aleph, Divrei Maskil B'Shishim, says that in such situations, you need to have shishim. You always have to have shishim. And in a situation where it's min b'she'en aminoi, where the two items that are mixed together are not of the same taste, meat and milk, for example. So in such a situation, besides requiring shishim, we also have to have it tasted by a kfela, by an expert, to know that there is no, that the taste is no longer here. Tosfos on Daf Tzadik Tes Amud Aleph, Divrei Maskil Ela B'Mai, say that you only need either shishim or a kfela. And in fact, when you have a kfela telling you that even though it's not shishim, it's less than shishim, there is no tam, it's mutter. The Ramban, the Rashba, says that you always seem to follow like Rashi, that you always have to have shishim, but in a situation where we don't know if there is shishim, then we don't know how much issa fell in, for example, then we could rely on a kfela. The Rambam's opinion in Perek Tezvav, Hilchas Machos Asuris, Halacha Lamed, is that we always rely only on a kfela. Only in a situation where we don't have a kfela to rely on, that's when we rely on shishim. Based on this very significant machloikis rishonim, there's machloikis between the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechab, and the Ramah, what is the halacha? The Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rambam, min b'she'en aminoi, always requires a kfela. Only when a kfela is not available do we rely on shishim. The Ramah disagrees. And the Ramah says the opposite, that we will never rely on an akum, and we always require to have shishim. The reason for this Ramah, for this Ramah's psak, some explain the Mordechai in the name of Tosfos Shantz, says that the Ramah holds that b'zman hazeh, we don't have a kfela. And actually, according to this, we're going to discuss the Mitzvah Shem, even in a case where a Yisrael could do the tasting, according to the Ramah, those Achroinim say that we would not be able to rely on a Yisrael either, because the Ramah's opinion is that there is no one who has an expert ability to test. Dritvaz says One reason is because he doesn't want to rely, the Ramah does not want to rely on an Akum, like we just discussed. Another reason, says the Retvaz, and I'll read his words, Gam ke'en kol azmanim shovim betam, not in all types, not in situations, are the taste the same. V'loy kol ha'noshim, not all people have the same tasting abilities. V'charaya, and he brings a raya, says the Retvaz, ma'cholim sh'toyam b'mar mosuk v'mosuk mar, people who are not well, something which is sweet tastes to them bitter, something which is bitter tastes to them sweet. So it seems that this ability to have this taste fell away. Certainly, Ashkenazim have to follow on the opinion of the Ramah and never rely on the team of Akum. They always have to have Shishim. There's a machloikis amongst the Sfardish Poskim if here they follow the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, or they here to also follow the opinion of the Ramah. And there are many Poskim, the Pri Chodosh, and the Ben Ishchai, and the Kaf HaChayim, and so says Rav Avadya Yosef, and the Shas HaTshuvas Yabia Omer, Chelek Ches Simen Yud, that in this situation, the Sfardim as well should follow the opinion of the Ramah. There are, however, different Paiskim who hold that, as usual, the Sfardim should follow the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch and should follow the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch and rely on a Kfeila. Moreover, there are Paiskim that say, going back to what we mentioned earlier, the opinion of Rashi, that even if you have Shishim, you should not rely on Shishim alone. You should also have a Kfeila. Where can we be more lenient and rely on a Kfeila? So the Paiskim say, as we're going to learn in our Sugyas of Mitzvah Shem, the Milsa Davida Latama, Shishim is inadequate if it's still giving Tam. And therefore, and it's not even bottled by Elif. So the Paiskim say in a situation where we have Shishim, but our concern is that the item that fell in, that the Dover Os that fell in here, is a milsa avida latama. There, the Paiskim seem to hold, the Shach says this in Simen. It is the opinion of the Shach that we could rely, in Sefkat Nechavtes, that we could rely on a Kfeila. The question is, what does that mean? That we have, that can we rely on a Kfeila alone, or does he have to be Masich Lefi Tumay? Rashi's opinion is that it has to be a Masich Lefi Tumay. The Rashba requires, as long as it's Masich Lefi Tumay, it's adequate. The Rashba's opinion is you have to have both a Kfeila, an expert, and a Masich Lefi Tumay. Tosfos holds you don't have to have Masich Lefi Tumay. All you need to have is a Kfeila. According to Ran, you could have either a Masich Lefi Tumay or a Kfeila. The Rambam is the most lenient. The Rambam's opinion is that any Akum in such a circumstance would be Neman. The Beis Yosef paskins like the Ran, as the Shach explains the opinion of the Beis Yosef, that either or is adequate. Either a Kfeila or a Masich Lefi Tumay are adequate. There's an interesting Shaila. Can we rely on a chemist? In other words, the question comes up if a food comes and it says It's 100% pure. It's 100% pure vegetable oil. And we don't need to be, and it's a situation, obviously, where we need not be concerned that it was processed on the same equipment that might have been used for something non-kosher, because then it would be not kosher, even though it was 100% pure. Can we rely on a laboratory testing? This question is really a much more fundamental question, because here we're having a discussion if we could rely on a kfela, Masich Lefi Tumay, the opinion of the Ramada we cited, that we don't really rely generally on tasting. Yet we find in Hilchot Tzitzis, Arachayim Simen Chof Sif Aleph, Halakeach Talos Miyagoy, if somebody buys a talos from Akum, Imu Tagar, if he's running a business, V'ayma Shalachim Yisrael, and he says he bought these tzitzis from a Jew, Nemon V'talos Kshera, Duman Loi Mara Noshe, we could trust him. And actually, in Yerideya, in Simen Kuf Yudal Tzif Hei, the Shulchan Aruch discussed the situation that they sell Yayin Rimoinim, pomegranate wine. The halacha is you could buy it from a tagger guy, even though it's more expensive than real wine. And if it's real wine, obviously we need to be concerned that it's Dam Yenom. Because we're buying it from a tagger guy, the halacha is we could rely on it when he says that it's pomegranate wine and there is no real wine mixed in. The Shal Sechuvis Chelkis Yaakov in Yerudei Simon Yudalid makes a very important point. He says, even though we've been discussing that we don't rely on a kfela, we don't rely on a kfela in the situations that we've been discussing in our shir because there's a reyesa. Meat fell into milk. Milk fell into meat. Issa fell into heter. So there, we can't rely on a kfela. In a situation where there is no reyesa, we're going to the store and there are tzitzis. We're going to the store and we're buying pomegranate wine. There's no reyesa to assume that there's anything wrong. And therefore, under such circumstances, we can rely on a chemist or an akfela. The Sharm Tzon Balocha in Simon Mevov Sivkot Nechabez quotes the Shail Sechuvis Shaila Meshiv, says that there was, in those days, obviously a concern about the oil that they were using, that was perhaps adulterated with non-kosher oil, and he says that we can rely on a laboratory test. And that's the opinion of the Shail Sechuvis Beis Yitzchak, that relied, and Beis Shloimeh held that way in the Tumvat HaMidas, and that is the opinion of the Minchas Yitzchak in Chelek Aleph Simen Yud Aleph. The Marsham, the Shas Chuvus Marsham, Chelek Gimel Simen Resh Tezvov, doesn't want to rely on a chemist, and he says you could only rely on a chemist if you did the laboratory test two or three times in different laboratories. Certainly, the Noida Behuda says that even though we're taking this lenient approach, we only could take this lenient approach if there's one of two situations. Either we'll have a situation of umen loimaram nasi, that a professional is careful about his reputation not to ruin it, and therefore he has more of an amonis. That's one. Or, as we're discussing in our shir, where it can be independently verified through a chemist, through a laboratory test, that's when we could rely on a tagger. But just relying on a tagger because he says it's kosher, even though there is no reis in front of us, is not enough of a heter.